Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Robot Deck. Look, Beskar is back from beyond the grave.
Huzzah.
He's still alive.
2.0.
Yeah. He's dead, and then we resurrected. Welcome back to Robot Attack. I'm Scouter715 with, of course, my co-host, Beskar Snake. Where have you been? Did you get kidnapped and...
Just touring the solar system, you know, checking out a few other galaxies. You know, just had to make the rounds, you know, like you do every so often.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you did get kidnapped, and then they're like, God, I don't know how Scouter does this every month, and they just returned you back, so...
Yeah, they felt bad for you.
Yeah.
But they wanted to actually punish you more by bringing me back.
Yeah, that's real.
Here I am.
That's a real suffer. And happy anniversary, by the way.
Oh, shoot. Wow. Holy cow. I can't believe it's been 50 years.
No, do you know what I'm talking about, sir? It's on your hat.
So are you talking about the birth of Metal Gear Solid?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
that's where I went initially, but I'm like, Scouter's not going to. But yeah, no. It's been. Oh, it's so awesome. So,
come on. What kind of fan are you? Jeez.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, as of this recording of this podcast, don't want to date the podcast, but it's the third that it was released. Yeah. I had to look it up because I think I remembered a post on it because I get Metal Gear Solid posts because they know I like terrible games, apparently. So, you know.
Hey, when you start, touting Resident Evil, they try to throw games at you that'll fix that.
Yeah. So I know it's been 80 million years. Tell me what you've been playing lately, Madden. I know I've seen it. How is the college? Tell me about college.
So the college, you know, we've been waiting 10 years.
Yeah.
Because the last one was NCAA 14. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
There was a game mode that I played, that I thought was not online, and the first game was online, and I remembered why I don't play sports games online.
Mm.
Two reasons. One,
you're gonna get stomped.
I can have fun playing them on my own or maybe with like buddies that I know are similar skill levels being everything.
Yeah,
but I'm
sure.
By no means good. You know, I don't enter competitions. I never played it. You know, sports games online regularly or anything. But yeah, like you said, gonna get stomped. The three games that I've won, because I did play a few more, because I was like, you know what, maybe I'll give it a shot. The three games that I've won out of the games that I've played in that, two of them, the other person forfeited.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them was actually a legitimate, you know, pretty good back and forth game. And we were very clearly... pretty matched in skill level. So, I don't have any plans of playing any more online with
ever again.
No, absolutely not. And then I won't even really get into it, but a few of the other people that I played were just, I'll let you form your own thoughts there, but, I'm very glad for the mute function in gaming.
I can see where you're going with that.
Like,
don't play Sea of Thieves then. Just gonna put that out there.
That could be a whole podcast in and of itself. But no, I mean the game from what I've played overall, it's fun. It's college. You've got some fun little plays that they do. Actually, I was playing with my I was playing against my nephew the other day, and I actually found a play that I didn't even know existed.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't, and maybe it's newer in colleges and stuff like that, but I didn't even know this kind of fake was a play because I had never seen it in watching college sports or anything, or watching any football for that matter. But no, that was kind of fun and interesting. But no, it's good. Been playing a good amount of that, of course. I made my player to look like about the oldest freshman possible. He looks like he's already retired from the workforce and he went back to college, and it's awesome. But yeah, no, that's one of the big ones, obviously. That's one of the ones that I won't get too much into it. But for the longest time, I've said to people I've had this discussion with, kind of in a joking manner, I said, I am all for college athletes getting paid to play sports solely so that I could get NCAA football back. But no, I mean that's like I said, I won't get into that. That's a whole different discussion there. But no, I'm glad we have it back. I hope that things don't get too out of hand with all the changes that they're making, and we don't lose that NCAA sports privilege again. Because it'll be exciting. I probably won't get Madden this year. I haven't gotten Madden regularly for a very long. I never really got Madden every year. I'd buy it every couple years, just to, have a new skin on the same
I'm
old
just
game.
gonna cut you short. Just leave that for a little bit.
Okay, fair enough.
What other games have you played lately?
I did play a little bit more Final Fantasy 14. I had gotten a free month subscription to play, and I understood it a little bit more. I put a little bit more time into it to really kind of dig into it, and I got a lot more out of it than when I've played before. I'm still, I know I've said it before, I'm still not an MMO guy. Like, if there's gonna be, if one of the few worlds and fantasy universes that would have the best chance of getting me into an MMO is Final Fantasy. And yeah, it's fun, but I can't see myself paying for a subscription all the time. I don't know, maybe every so many months, I'll be like, yeah, I'll buy a month and play it for a little bit. But no, it's fun. I get why people like it. There's a lot to do, of course, and there's even more to do. We actually just recently started playing for the third game on my list. We just started playing Cult of the Lamb in co-op, and that game is stupid fun. So
So
I highly recommend it to
every time I watch, I do watch some streamers. I've been actually watching a streamer recently, with playing that. I still watching it today, and I'm like, what is even going on? It seems like there's a lot going on in that game of, and I haven't watched a whole lot of it, and I'm sure obviously like playing it versus watching it is a whole different experience, so.
I don't know who you're watching. I'm assuming that they're probably much further into the game. What I will say is, I've watched some people play it before as well. Back when it had first come out, and some other times along the way, and it did seem a little overwhelming. The game does a really good job of kind of stepping you through and getting you acquainted. Like it. We're probably technically still in the tutorial. We've beaten the first boss, but we're probably still in the tutorial because it's still there's so much to do that they're still kind of holding our hand, and our quests are kind of pointing us to what to do. So if you're interested in it at all, I got it on sale. I think it was like I for PlayStation. It was like under $3, I think. And I think it goes on Steam all the time on sale, as they tend to do. I'm sure there's a fall sale coming up or something. But yeah, if you're interested, I will recommend
I mean,
get it.
it's also on the realm of Don't Starve, I assume I would like it, love
Yes.
it, so.
Yes. It's
And I think they
it, there's
collaborated with something. I don't
They might have. I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, I think you would really enjoy it because you have some base building and managing aspects to it, but then you also have dungeon crawling. You know, so it's. I think you would enjoy it. I personally think that it's well worth the $25 that it is regularly. But yeah, of course, if you can get it on sale, that's great. I mean, I've learned over the years now, Devolver Digital makes some really fun games and really awesome games. And they're the ones behind.
I think they made something.
They have a pretty extensive list of Devolver Digital.
I think was it
they did Inscription, they did Hotline Miami, Death's Door. Yeah, I loved Hotline Miami. Great. I think that was the first game of theirs that I ever played. I mean, that was back in 2012. Katana Zero. I forgot they did. They had a hand in the reboot of Shadow War, the Talos Principle, Broforce.
Broforce. That's what.
No, they have. I forgot how big of a they have. So there was apparently they have 119 games. Human Fall Flat. Serious Sam 4, Ali Ali World.
Oh, there you go. Was it, again?
Devolver Digital. Yep. Yeah, no, they got a good team over there. They make some really fun, really good, just kind of, sometimes kind of wacky out there games. Like Hotline Miami, for example. I had never played a game like Hotline Miami. That game made me uncomfortable, you know, with the story. Like, it was just very... Hotline Miami 2, definitely more so. But even the first one, it was just like, why are all these people in masks? And, like, I thought I was just going to kick in some doors and, you know, clear some levels. No, there's more.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... Devolver Digital, they know what they're doing in a lot of things, and I really hope to see, you know, even more out of them, just because they have so many games that I've either played or I've wanted to play. Always excited to see their name pop up in a sizzle in reel.
Anything.
Yeah,
for sure.
They're one of those names where if their name's attached to it, it doesn't guarantee that it's going to be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts it out at a higher bar.
Yeah, for sure. You know,
it just so. But yeah, that's I've obviously played other things over the last 938 months since the last podcast that I was in.
20 million years,
But what have you played?
I was gonna say to I don't know what I was gonna say. Let's see. I don't think I mentioned this. My computer, I've just translated everything to make my computer go faster. So I lost some things like Dark Souls 3, and so that 24-hour stream was useless. I mean, it was still, you know, still achievable, but I beat Dark Souls 3, and then I lost all the data for that. So that's fun. So all that hard work for nothing. I mean, I'll probably play it again and stuff
just
like
just
that.
Reinstall the disc.
Yeah, just put that back in my day.
It should be saved on the cartridge.
I was gonna make the joke, of coming back from Boring State, Ohio, and just like a lot of things happened at once. I was traveling and came trying to get my computer to. Not blue screen, and so far it has not blue screened yet. So that's the most highlight of not things happening. I just played try not to mention Trackmania and Sea of Thieves, but Trackmania been playing, of course, Sea of Thieves, but also just recently streamed Wimworld again. Trying to remember how to play that game, and I almost died, and it was not a good time. And then I got finally Bloodborne. I finally
Solid game.
picked it up, and I love it so far. It's definitely in the realm of Elden Ring, and well, it's the same Dark Souls-y. It's the same company.
He's the Soulsborne.
Soulsborne, thank you. So it's a Soulsborne game. But it's more, I like it because it's like more Lovecraftian and Victorian era and cool like that. And I just recently picked up Dredge finally. And I just played like 5, 10 minutes of it. I think not even, like maybe 5 minutes. I just wanted to see what it looked like. And yeah, definitely a game I will probably stream sometime this month because yeah, it looks gorgeous and it's like the indie horror vibe that I kind of like. And what else have I been playing? Yeah, that's well, mostly, like I said, mostly was trying to get my PC, like literally got my PC together and then recorded the podcast with Sally. It's just it kind of worked out in a way, essentially. So I'm glad that as and then getting my stream back up together. But yeah, I lost some game files, but of course the game files that mattered because like some games, as you know, don't that have cloud accessibility, and you can just doesn't matter if your computer explodes, you could still like pick up the game where you left off because of the cloud,
Wow.
and some of these games do not. Of course, they're on the same file that I couldn't. I don't know what happened. It was just a nightmare.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
It's great. Yeah, don't. But my computer hopefully won't blue screen again, and it's faster. That's kind of what also matters. But so also, I have exciting news. Planet Coaster 2 is out, is gonna come out. I'm sorry, I had to say it because I kid you not, Beskar. All right, I'm gonna play out the day of what this will look like. All right, on Twitter, it was like Frontier, which is the developer of Planet Coaster, was like, "Hey, stream in 5 minutes or whatever, or stream in 10 minutes, stream in 5 minutes." So like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'll check them out because I'm like, it's Frontier. They do great stuff. They do all the stuff. So start off with the countdown. And then when it hit zero, I was like, Planet Coaster 2. And I don't know if you saw the video, but basically it guided up. And then there's a roller coaster. I'm like, okay, yeah. And then they showed water slides. Water slides. I am so excited. And then, kept playing the clip, and it said Planet Coaster 2. I said, called it. And I was like literally shouting in my cubicle office. It was great. And backyard baseball. Well, backyard sports. Backyard. I don't know what this is gonna be. I'm afraid. I'm very afraid of how much money I'm gonna spend. I hope that I hope it's not just backyard baseball. It seems so far just backyard baseball, but I'm hoping if I'm okay with buying all the DLCs of which one I want, but I hope they just don't just do one. I mean, I love backyard baseball, but of course I love backyard football. I love backyard hockey. I love backyard. Pretty much slap a sticker on backyard and I will buy it. But I think there's a few of them that I didn't play. I don't think I played basketball. I don't think I've done. But of course, like baseball, hockey, and football. That's the three I would probably care about. Because that is ingrained in my childhood memory. So.
Well, you probably won't have to spend too much because you'll probably just be able to get them in the cereal box, right?
I still can literally play them right now. I still like lit well, literally right here. Don't ignore that they're on a burnt disc, but I can literally play it right here. Backyard baseball.
You monster.
What are you going to do, Beskar? What are you going to do? So.
I'm calling him right now.
Hello. Call. We got him. Hello? We got him, boys.
We got to get him.
Get him.
Go, go, go.
I could literally play him right now. I think besides backyard football, that one I couldn't get working. So, yeah. I'm mostly can't wait for Planet Coaster 2. And it looks promising. There's a lot of aspects to it. Paths are going to be easier. I know, like, a lot of people are annoyed by that. And also, you could actually customize the roller coaster cart. The car. You could place things on the cart. It's amazing. So, fun. Anyways. So, the reason why I cut you off, and this is probably why I should probably tell you before we record this podcast. We talk about games, by the way. And so, we kind of covered a little bit of this about when a series should end, right? So, this is why I cut you off. Because I was thinking we should talk about why, and this is going to be a little sportsy, but why should EA keep going with, like, Madden 98, Madden 99, Madden 2024, Madden 2025, Madden 2026. Why can't they go, like, in a DLC aspect? So this is kind of, like, we kind of covered a little bit of this, but I was thinking, like, you know, for a consumer like this guy, Why can't you just do DLC, new roster update, you know? So, that is today's topic. It's called money.
Money. That is the show, everybody.
Right, that's it. We're done. 22 minutes. This is a world record podcast. But think about it this way. I mean, that's why I stopped you, because, you know, you proved the point, right? You're gonna only buy them every, you know. And this is why, you know, Backyard Baseball came out. I was like, oh yeah, maybe that's a good topic. But maybe not. I don't know. Might be short. But, because we already just covered it. Money. But, like, for you, like, this, for me, I don't think, last time I bought a NHL game was probably, oh god, 2020 maybe, or something like that. It's been a while. And every couple of years, you know what? The game doesn't change in terms of what to do in the game. I remember back in my day, Beskar, I don't know if you know this, but you could customize, and maybe you could do this too. This is probably how bad I am. You could customize your own stadium. You could do whatever you want on the stadium. You could build your own stadium.
So, the first Madden game, first John Madden football, came out in 1988.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
For MS-DOS.
Uh-huh.
The Apple II, 64, and maybe another one, as long as I'm getting the right thing. So, you know, as I know people will be shocked out there, there wasn't the widespread internets.
Whoa, what?
I know.
You had to use dial-up and call to tell your mom to hang up the phone?
There was one time where I tried to call on cue when I was on the internet and couldn't figure out why I couldn't call them. And then that was when I learned that, I was taught by my parents that, it really clicked. I should say they had already told me, but it really clicked that, oh, the internet is taking up our phone line. But anyway, so So yeah, obviously this was back in one of the bygone eras of one that I believe I've mentioned on here before because there are pros and cons to it. Sorry everybody for hitting the microphone.
It's okay.
I believe there are pros and cons to it, in my opinion, that when you made a game, when a company made a game and they sent it out, that's it. That's all she wrote. End of story. If that game doesn't work, it doesn't work. There's no day one patch. There's no, DLC update, free patch, free update that you can run to fix everything. You can just push out this patch to hot fix everything going on. There's no, oh, well, you got a digital code now, so we can just change it whenever we need to help out, to remove things, add things, change things, buff things, get new rosters, like you said, or heck, you add a whole new team into a sport like Las Vegas.
Las
You know, Las
Vegas.
Vegas now has a football team. So, you couldn't, if this happened in 1988, you couldn't add in Las Vegas in there. If players changed teams, you couldn't just send out an update that sent them out. So obviously they went, oh, okay. Well, the next one came out in 1990, sorry, 1990. So 2 years later, they spent some time. That came out on the Genesis, the SNES, and the Amiga. So obviously they went, okay, cool. We'll just do this. And then Madden, I love this. So John Madden Football, Madden 92, came out in 1991.
God, I'm
But
old.
again,
Sorry, go on.
that one, they introduced some other stuff. They introduced instant replay, two-player cooperative play, review on pass interference, more audibles. They added new game modes. They got, some of this stuff. But they didn't have any licenses. So they tweaked some things. So obviously, things need to go. Then the next year, Madden 93 came out. The next one, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001, 2002, the first Madden game that I had ever received as a present and had. But that, eventually they started adding the cover athletes and things like that. So obviously in this era before internet and updates, DLC, like you mentioned, patches, stuff like that. If you wanted people to buy a new game and they got the new players on new teams and stuff like that, you had to buy next year's release. You couldn't just update it. So obviously, let's see, the first one. So Madden. Oh, duh, I'm dumb because it was right there for me. Okay, Madden 2000. Madden 2000. Oh no, I'm sorry. I apologize. Madden 2001, which released in 2000, was eventually made available for the PS2 when it released. And obviously, internet still wasn't fully integrated into games and everything. It's so crazy for me to look at this and see that Madden 01 released for Windows, PlayStation, N64, PlayStation 2, and Game Boy Color.
Oh, God.
Obviously, those aren't all direct ports of each other because you're not
Right.
putting the PS2 Madden on a
On a
Game
Game
Boy.
Boy.
Sorry, Game Boy Color. But you've So that one could have maybe been the one of the first ones when they had the network adapter, which I don't remember when the PS2 released the network adapter. But that, with the advent of the internet making its way into games, online play, obviously on computer, I'm not gonna look up when the first sorry, PlayStation 2 network adapter. Yeah, go ahead.
I just feel like I see the mat like NHL coming out. I'm like, I don't know why people are still so excited about this. Like, and even people, I'm sure, maybe this is more, you know, yours as well. From NHL, it's like, oh wow, just slap a sticker saying NHL 2025. Like, I just don't get it.
Yeah. So obviously. The network adapter released in November 2001. Mm-hmm. So that kind of opened the way to PlayStation at least having internet capabilities. I didn't ever get a network adapter until years after it had released, and then even then, I couldn't find any games that I had that still had online connectivity and capabilities. I think I found like one game. I think there was like one Siphon Filter game that I booted up, but nobody was in any lobbies or anything, so I couldn't do anything. So obviously there had been years that they went, hey, every year we make a new one of these, we print money. We can just keep doing this. I don't know when the first updates could be released and were released, and when they really started to do, we can push out new roster updates. So, hey, so-and-so got traded over to the Chargers. Cool. We can move him in real time to the game. Like I said, I'm not sure when that first started. Oh, I forgot that was the playlist of.
So my question would be, what makes you buy, you know, What makes you buy it, like, personally? Is it just, like, a new game mode, new... just because you like a player that's now on the Browns that, oh, I want to play... I don't know who's good anymore in football. Aaron Rodgers... That's the only football player. No, I'm sorry. Aaron Rodgers. I'm gonna play Aaron Rodgers on the Brown. You know,
the only two Madden games that I ever bought specifically because of and let me find it to make sure I'm saying the right ones. The only ones that I bought specifically because of a player being on anything, and it had nothing to do with them in game, was Madden 12, because it had Peyton Hillis, the only Browns player to grace the front cover of Madden, and Madden 09 because it had Brett Favre. But as far as the in-game, like I said, I never bought them regularly, at least not until they were a lot cheaper. So me and a buddy, we like to play co-op.
Yeah.
And in the last, I don't know, 10 years, we've bought quite a few of the Madden games to play co-op, but we bought them when they were down to $20, you know, or we got a used copy for a lot cheaper. So what drives me is, you know, every year, like when it gets to springtime and baseball starts going up, I go, man, I really want to play MLB The Show. Could I fire up last year's? Yeah, of course. But there's a new shiny one coming out, you know, and that's where I know we've talked before how I'm very much the new shiny game, and I just keep reaching and grabbing for these new games.
Yeah,
and that's where that comes in. Like I said, could I fire up MLB The Show 22 and it's going to be a great game? Absolutely, but I can also get the new shiny version. So that definitely plays a factor. Obviously, from a business standpoint,
Money.
the companies, they're gonna sell a record number every year, even though everyone always complains about how bad Madden is and how bad the physics are and how easy the field goals are, where you could
Oh,
literally
try play hockey. Play NHL 15 or play NHL 2020, you know.
we would make jokes. We're on PS3 here. We would make joke, not even make jokes, but we'd score a touchdown or whatever. And there's a couple of the Maddens where, so a lot of them, you'll pull back on the stick to start your power, and then you'll push it forward for your accuracy, whether you're right or left, and for your power meter. We would literally go, and you'd kick the extra point. Field goals are a different story, but the extra point before they moved it back in real life, just like that, like they didn't put anything into it. So it was just kind of a joke almost. But I had a train of thought here, but that's gone.
It's fine.
It's so I just realized now that you've brought this topic up, and I thought about it almost instantly when you said, obviously focusing on sports games specifically, how, oh, we just get a new one every year. Why don't you just do a DLC? That's how I thought when I was in college about math textbooks. When was the
Fair.
last time basic math changed? When was the last time calculus had a major change? Obviously, I am not a mathematician. I am not a math graduate. I don't have a math degree. My studies were in electronics, which, yes, there's math in there, but not diving in. So I'm sure there are things that are changing all the time. They're learning new stuff. They're figuring out new ways to calculate things. They're doing new stuff. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe we found all the math. I don't know. But I always thought, why is there a new textbook, a math textbook this year? Math is math is math is math. Why don't you, at the start of your college career, you buy one book, one algebra book, one calculus book, whatever it is, and then every semester you have math, you get a new little, homework book. You get a little side, let's call it a book DLC. That's what it is. And that has new problems, has new, like I said, has new homework assignments for you. Why am I buying a $300 math book every year from when 2 + 2 still equals 4? Two times two still equals 4. 2 divided by 2 still equals 1. Like, why are you charging?
Everyone check Bhaskar's math skills right now.
Like, you are. College is already expensive. I don't know what the cheapest college is in the world. I don't
None.
know what the most expensive college is in the world. But you are taking people who are already spending a lot of money.
Thousands, yeah.
Thousands and thousands of dollars, and you're going, oh, by the way,
You
you
also
need
have
to
to.
get a $300 chunk of paper, which I still don't understand. Why on earth any textbook costs more than $50? That I that does not compute. I've bought college textbooks before. It's a book. Why is that book this much more expensive than another book with stuff that's really old? Same thing with, like, say, English. I don't know if there's, English books that you buy every year. I know we had some, like, writing aids that we had to buy and things like that. English has stayed the same. Yeah, maybe we add some new words. People make up words, but a lot of that's just slang, and just new spins on things and new ways to use the vocabulary we are. I guess I need more English classes. Ways to use the vocabulary that we have, but it's the same English, it's the same math, it's the same history. Why is there a History 101 book, a History 102 book, a History 103 book when
All this could be
You
in
know,
one book.
yeah, you could just go, okay. You know, and maybe, I don't know. I took a few history classes, but again, I'm not a history major. So maybe there are, you know, chunks of history for each that maybe, okay, that's not the best example necessarily. But like going back to the math real quick, I'm sorry to harp on it, but it's the easiest one to do. When I worked at a college book a textbook store that was on campus, we would get new math books in. That was a new edition. Why is there a new edition? And why is the class requiring a new edition? I know I went on a whole rant about the education system, but it does tie back into at the very base for sports games, whether it's
Yeah.
Madden, NHL, MLB. The sport hasn't changed much. Now they have added things in baseball. They've added a pitch clock. They've added some other things. They've changed this and that. They've, you know, changed the base sizes, and they've done little tweaks here and there to the rules. That could still be a DLC. I'm not a game developer, so maybe some of those changes do take a little bit more, but I wouldn't think it'd be so much that, oh, we need to release a whole new game. In the NFL, they've made some rule changes. They've changed how kickoffs work now. They've changed how different little bits of it work. I'm not sure about hockey. I'm sure they've had little rule changes and some other little things. But yeah, the biggest thing is players. The biggest thing is however many trades are made in the off season, however many trades are made during the season, things like that. And you can do these real time updates. When I log in to Madden or NHL or something, go, oh, do you want to download the latest rosters?
Why not?
Why can't you just support that? But yeah, unfortunately, it just really boils down to money
Money.
because they go, oh, instead of charging you $5 for the for 2025's roster updates, we'll charge you
60.
$70 for a new game.
Yeah.
And the people that are hardcore are gonna buy it. And
Yeah.
it's it's similar with a lot of genres. I mean, Call of Duty, that's kind of the meme one of, oh, it's the same game with a new coat of paint on it. I know
That's
with
true.
the newest one that's coming out, yeah, they changed the movement some. So that's a big thing. I haven't played the new one. I probably won't buy the new one. I think there's an open beta this weekend. Maybe I'll check it out.
That's
Maybe it'll
right.
spark and I'll go, you know what? I'm going to get back into it. Maybe that is the change that will change it. I used to buy the new Call of Duty every year for a little while. And it was a little bit different because they did rotate developers and you changed eras and things like that. So there were some different changes there, but the core gameplay of it was, the same. And I also did like playing the single player. So yeah, I mean, I know we keep making the joke about it, but when it boils down to it is the money, because people buying a $5 DLC, even though you'll have a lot more people that'll be interested in buying that $5 DLC, because you know what, you buy the latest NHL, next year you go, well, I still have NHL, there's a $5 DLC, I'll spend that $5. Hey, $5 a year, that's not bad.
Yeah.
But when it's $60 a year, unless you're a super hardcore, you want the newest, latest, and greatest all the time, there's a lot less. I would venture to guess that there are a lot less people that are willing to pay $60 or $70 every single year for what is essentially the same game with a little bit of different paint on it, versus the amount of people that would pay $5 to get that fresh coat of paint and have that update.
Yeah.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah, thank you.
What was the question? Did
Money.
we start recording yet?
Yeah. Money boils down to money.
On
No,
today's podcast, money.
I just feel like that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like you could get a whole lot of more people with the $5 roster change update. Like, for me, my NHL, whatever I have, I don't know offhand. NHL 15, let's just say. For me, I'm not going to buy an NHL for another. Like, the last time I might have bought one was probably because they released an outdoor update. That one, I could see why that would make sense. Like,
yeah,
you could play outdoors. Or no, there was, I think there was, they had NHL 98 on it too, that you could play like the current players, but not Windows, NHL 98. That's pretty much, I still have it on Sega. Or my brother still has it. I lied. My brother has it. So of course I'm going to get that one. So unless something significant happens for me, I'm not going to buy the new NHL game. I will say, you know, if they have a cover of somebody that I like, of course I bought the one with PK Subban on it of the Nashville Predators. Yeah, I'm going to buy that one because it has, first of all, Nashville, let alone, and well, PK Subban was okay, but he wasn't my favorite player, but it had a Nashville player on it. So, like, I bought that one. And, you know, I think this year has the Sudans. Anyways, I don't know. I don't know who's on that. Sutters. Thank you. Brain. but, like, And I've been seeing a little bit of like updates about here's what NHL 95 2025. I'm just like, yeah, it's the same game. It's the same one as I got it. And same thing. If it wasn't on sale, I think the most recent one was because it's like $5, or you get like three games and pick on this bin of three games, and you all for like $5 each. And I'm like, well, yeah, may as well pick NHL 50, you know, 25, 24, or whatever. And yeah, I mean, for me, if it wasn't, I would probably easily spend $5 to get roster updates. I'm just saying, you know, that's just me. But
sorry, apparently this is difficult to say. I'm trying to find
if they have a college hockey. I will buy that one. I want to play against Ohio State. Just kidding. Yeah, probably.
Apparently this is really hard, or I'm just not doing it right. I'm trying to find how many sales Madden has made every year. Like, you know what I mean?
And EA, I could tell you, is probably dead by now at this point. They have nothing going for them.
Because I found one list that from the first Madden.
Yeah.
From John Madden Football. And this list goes all the way up to Madden 13.
Okay. I don't
know why they stopped. But it gives the sales per year.
Okay.
You know, and it's steadily increased for the most part. A few times I was really confused because Madden 12 sold 5 million units.
Yeah.
Well, then Madden 13, it said 1.6 million. I went, what the heck? But that's in the first week.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it's, but yeah, I cannot find.
That's interesting.
Information past,
well, good
Madden
for them.
13. Like,
well, I'm sure it's yeah.
So I could probably dig deeper and all that, but trying to do my 30 seconds of Googling,
yeah,
you know, I was trying to find if yeah, like you said, you could get the, I feel like the percentage of people that would spend $5 a year is significantly higher than the people that would spend $60 a year. But if you had, you know, some quick math, which I'm not going to do the quick math because I didn't buy this year's latest math book, so I don't know
what
the calculations are.
Yeah.
You know, you could obviously have the scale like this, but even the people paying $60 are still going to outweigh the people that'll pay $5, you know, because you need 12 people to every one person that'll spend that $60, and with the base price of games going up to $70, now you need 14 people per one person that would spend that $70. So yeah, I think they're gonna stick with the yearly releases, even if, you know, obviously EA's not hurting.
No. I wish, though.
EA could give Madden out for free every year and then do DLCs.
Yeah.
And they would still make money.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. Grand Pooh Bear, he mentioned with Super Mario Maker 2. I forgot
who plays that.
With Super Mario Maker 2, you know, they shut off support for Super Mario Maker 2 pretty quickly. It was kind of abrupt to be, you know, I don't know how much you followed it, but, you know, I played it a decent amount. And they were like, oh, here's our last update. And everyone was like, what? I thought this was still pretty popular. But getting back to Grand Pooh Bear, he's like, if they released Super Mario Maker 3 free to play, but then you had different additions for the game that you paid for, like different backgrounds, different music, different texture packs, different enemy packs and stuff like that, they'd still make a boatload. Yeah. You know, same thing, which with, like, I remember a couple of years ago with Call of Duty, you could buy the whole game, but I think you could also buy just zombies. You could buy just the multiplayer. You could, you know, you could kind of parse out. So if you only ever play zombies, you could buy just zombies for a cheaper price than the $60. And, you know, same thing. You could do that. Release Madden where I can play maybe online with just a basic game for $20. Well, now if I want to play franchise mode, that's another $10. If I want to play, you know, touch football modification, flag football, that's in a $5 pack. You know, just little things and parse that out. You know, I don't know if they could make more money, but they probably could.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you might be interested in... You might be interested in paying $15 to play Madden Flag Football.
Oh,
that might intrigue you enough to go, you know what? I'll give that a shot.
Yeah.
You know, because you're not paying $70 to just play the flag football aspect of the game.
Right.
You know, you're paying a small portion. Again, that could get into a whole different discussion about nickel and diming, so to speak, with things and free to play and stuff like
that. Don't say it too loud, EA. We'll come pick us up, pick this up, and start crash charging
right in through the door and sue us for idea and infringement.
We're calling it now. EA is gonna steal our ideas.
Yeah. Tokyo Game Show's come up a little bit. They don't usually perfect show time, Madden at Tokyo Game Show, but they might this year, and they're going to have our ideas in there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know if that's the answers you were looking for, but
no, I'll take rant. It.
I'll step down from my soapbox.
It's fine. This is why I figured I didn't need to tell you the topic.
Everybody knows now that sports video games and math textbooks are the same.
Apparently, yes. That's what they got out of this podcast. That's all that matters.
Hopefully EA doesn't take the idea that I mentioned and misconstrue it to where now Madden costs $300 like
the textbook. Gonna, yeah. They're still paying. You're still going to buy it, aren't you?
Damn.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, Beskar. I just made your NHL 2026... 10 times more expensive.
Everybody remember,
when I can't swear in this podcast.
When I can't afford to be on the podcast anymore because I got to turn the electricity off and I got to sell my computer, it's because Scouter made...
You know, that's a great segue. We're at the end of this podcast. You could donate to this coffee. No, I mean, I'm not lying about that, but Anyways, cool. No, yeah, no. I just thought about it, and I was like, you know, it doesn't make sense to me. But now it does. I knew that since the beginning, but...
All you needed was math textbooks.
Who knew? Who knew? But, think about it this way, right? I just started this podcast, Planet Coaster 2. Why don't they just put that on the DLC? But stupid me, I'm going to buy it because it's Planet Coaster. It's literally one of my first favorite games of Roller Coaster Tycoon. Well, Frontier is the same developer as Roller Coaster Tycoon 3, but anyways, you know what I mean. One of my first loving games, Roller Coaster Tycoon, and you throw water into it. And I called the water feature too, by the way. I called that. Because everyone was like, oh, they're never going to do a water feature in Planet Coaster 3, and here's why. Or Planet Coaster, and here's why. I'm like, oh, yeah, you going to eat your words. And sure enough, Scouter's right.
Real fast, I won't go long on this one. But think a couple of years back with Among Us.
Yeah.
You know, they were going to make Among Us 2. But then they shifted gears and they just added everything to Among Us. We still don't have Among Us 2. You know, there's been a million clones. There's been, the most recent kind of one in that vein is, Lethal Company? I haven't played it, but I've seen little bits on it and everything. But they kind of did sort of the opposite of what we've talked about in this podcast and went, hey, we're going to release a whole new game and charge people, you know, more money for it. But then they shifted and went, wait a minute, what if we put all this into the game we already have that's already in people's hands?
Yeah.
You know, and obviously that had a huge resurgence for people that like playing Among Us. So that proved that it can work in some instances. Yeah, that's a small game that grew, that wasn't a big, massive franchise like Madden or NHL or Call of Duty or Battlefield or anything like that, but it did work even on the small scale. That might translate up, you know, but yeah, businesses are gonna business.
Yeah.
EA is gonna EA.
Yeah, it's EA. Fair enough. Well, that is for sure the literally last part of this podcast. I appreciate everyone sticking around. I know this topic was of the ordinary and not everyone plays sports, but it's a good topic anyways. It comes, like I said, related to Planet Coaster and other games. So Beskar, check him out. He's on Twitter, Twitch, sometimes streams once in a while, whenever that's going to be.
I've said it every time, but I'm going to continue the tradition of I hope to.
At this point, this might as well be a game day.
I got the monitor hooked up to maybe finally do this.
I'm excited.
I've been testing it out, playing and stuff. And what I've realized is it's very difficult and dangerous
to do that.
If you're playing a game that you have like sympathetic movements.
Yeah.
Because I noticed when I was playing some NCAA on there, I was fine.
Yeah.
When I was playing Battlefield, killed myself a few times because I'd start to walk.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at an angle. So I'd start to I'd be running in the game and I'd start to drift a little bit. My foot would rumble in the edge. And I'm like, oh, good thing they put that little rumble there. So, but I did not fall. I do use the safety shut off thing. I tuck that in. Into my clothes to make sure that
you should actually use the safety feature for this.
I absolutely do
because I feel multiple you're gonna lose concentration on something.
It's especially if I do start to try to stream with it. I'm trying to
do all this other stuff.
It might be the first and last stream of that. We'll see though.
I'm great.
Interested to try it out sometime. Oh hey pup.
Doggo. First and last, and Beskar just slam his face on the treadmill live on the internet. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be clips all over the world.
Yeah, I was gonna say, please, Scouter, I'm tasking you with this because you're the first one to hear this. If it does happen,
the people listening to this podcast,
True, but you are the first since we are recording.
Yeah.
I ask that you try to monetize that clip.
Yeah.
And donate that money to Extra Life.
Yeah, true. So yeah, check out
Extra Life GDQ, you know, just spread it out to the good causes. Anyway.
Yeah. Check out Veskar. He's on Twitter, Twitch. He's a cool dude. And he puts up with this podcast, and sometimes I let him talk about his favorite things once in a while. And this was one of them. And so, yeah. And also this podcast, if you want to check out more, we just did amazing, amazing podcast with Sally.
Yes.
Please check that out.
Go.
Please. Trust me. Please do that.
If you hated me being in this podcast again, go check that one out.
Because I wasn't there. Because honestly, you missed. I loved it.
I was a
nervous wreck, by the way, if you couldn't tell. But please, if any podcast, please check out the last one, because Sally did not have to do that. And never mind, I won't spoil anything. But
go check it out.
But
it's a good one.
We're on Spotify.
Like I said, you don't have to listen to me. Go listen to
them. We don't have to listen to any of the podcasts. I'll be frank with you. They're all terrible. But if you were to listen to one of them, Zach Fierce and Sally, those two are the only ones I care about. Well, of course I care about the other ones. I'm just kidding. They're all great. They're all amazing, of course. We're on Spotify, Robot Attack, and on YouTube, ScudderSwan5. Oh, by the way, random, Trackmania. I know I talked about Trackmania, but good God, I've been getting so many views with Trackmania videos on my YouTube. Yeah. I don't know where they're unedited. I don't understand it, but I'll take it. I'll take the W. But anyways, off topic. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next month. Appreciate it.
And if you want to see more of that live, go make sure to go check out.
Don't do that.
Twitch as well.
But yes, if you want to submit also stuff, please comment below. And any conversations you have with this topic, please comment below. Appreciate it. We liked reading them, and it's a great time. Yeah, thanks so much. See you next time. Good night. Goodbye.